Hey, everybody. Portia Wilkins here. We are going to get started in just a moment. Wanted to come on here and share a word that the Lord gave me, okay? Share a word that the Lord gave me, which was do not compromise. Do not compromise. So Instagram, we're live first. Go ahead and share an invite for this live while I'm getting everything situated here. For Facebook, going live on Facebook as well as on YouTube. Okay. So again, Portia Wilkins is my name. Thank you all so much for joining. Hey, everybody, leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from. Let me know what city, state, and or country you are watching from. Because I won't be before you long here today, but I want to make sure that I do my part and get this message out that the Lord just gave me, which is do not compromise. Do not compromise. And if y'all can hear me okay on Instagram, please let me know, because I want to make sure that we're all set and everything there. Let's see. Facebook is kind of dark. I don't know what's going on with Facebook, but hey, it is what it is. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey. Thank you all so much for jumping on. Please share. As you see from the title, it is Do Not Compromise. That is what the Lord just shared with me to share with all of you. And so we're getting ready to go live here on Facebook and everything as well, just so we can get this message out to the people. Hello, hello once again, Portia Wilkins. Welcome to Midwife Moments. For those of you who are new to following me and being connected, I'm a wife, a mother, purpose midwife, a supernatural mama. I talk a lot about my supernatural pregnancy journey and fight and struggle that I had with fibroids and everything and conceiving my son and just how my faith built that up and my unwillingness to compromise, my unwillingness to just yield to defeat is what got me my promise, or our promise, because obviously my husband had to play a strong part in that. but today, I won't be before you long. I wanted to talk to you all about a quick word that the Lord just gave me like 5 minutes ago. I knew I was going to go live earlier today, but not sure as to what I was going to share up until literally like 2 minutes ago. Seriously. So I'm excited to share this with you all and to hear what the Lord and the Holy Spirit is going to do today. Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now in the world. I'm not shocked or surprised that it's happening. But I don't know about you, but when it comes to matters of the kingdom, matters of Christ, matters of the innocent, it just stirs my spirit. I can't just accept the mess that's going on right now. I can't just be okay with it, you know. It was what's her name? She's in ministry as well, and I shared Lisa Bevere, that's her name. And she put up a post, and I'm going to search it so I can share specifically what she said, because I want to get it back to you guys correctly, because it is so true as to where we are right now. She put up a post, and she said, "Our culture has wrongly equated loving everyone with approving everything. Our culture has," let me go back to it, "wrongly equated loving everyone with approving everything." And she couldn't be more correct. She could not be more correct. It seems as though we are in a time where people are expected to just accept whatever someone throws at them. Where as believers in Christ, we are being bullied into accepting the times of today and the way things are because, you know, it's modern now and the world has changed. So you got to change with it. And you got to do what we say or else, you know, we're going to counsel you and all these other kind of things. And here's the truth about that. No one can counsel what they did not create. No one can counsel what they did not create. We were created by God in his image and in his likeness. No one can cancel what they did not create. He created us. Only God can cancel us, C-A-N-C-E-L. And the Bible says he is the one who puts up one and puts down the other. He is the author of promotion. And so if he's the author of promotion, he is also the author of demotion. So this notion that if you speak kingdom, if you stand with God, if you stand on his word, if you don't conform to the world's way and the world system right now, then you are in trouble, you know, and oh, there's fear for you. And, you know, there's all these manipulative tactics that they are using now to try and justify, you know, their mentality and the mental health challenges that they are experiencing and having right now. And so my word to you today is what the Lord gave me is do not compromise. Do not compromise on anything. Do not compromise in your faith. Do not compromise in your walk with God. Do not compromise in your belief that his word is true. Do not compromise at all on what is right. Because right is still right, even if no one is doing it. And wrong is still wrong, even if everyone is. So regardless of how popular it may or may not be, nothing changes the fact that it still is. Right is still right. Wrong is still wrong. And no ideology, no perception, no opinion, no position, no any of that is going to change that. Our identity is in Christ. I identify as a kingdom believer because that's what Christ says and that's who I am. That's how he made me. I'm going to stand on the word of God. And so you have to be bold about that because we've already have experienced some of it, but there's going to be more times where we have to choose. And the Bible tells us he puts before us life and death, blessing and curses, so that we may choose life. He tells us that. It's like he gives us the option and then he tells us what choice to make. So anything other than what he says we should do is wrong. We should not do it. And so by standing on the word and not compromising, standing on the truth that is his word, then that's where the blessings come. That's when they flow. Anything outside of what God says, what God ordained, what God considers to be right, what God considers to be just, what God considers to be correct, anything outside of that is blasphemous. Anything outside of that is evil. Anything outside of that is demonic. Anything outside of the realm of what God says is wrong. It does not matter how you feel. Anything outside of what God says is wrong. And that creates so much peace in your life if you allow that to be the position that you take. The reason being is it's not until we compromise that you got to get creative in your lies. You got to get creative in your justifications. Now you got to wheel and deal and manipulate and scheme because you compromise. So now you got to maintain that compromisation. And so now you have more stress, more confusion, more drama in your life. And so when you stand on his word and you choose not to compromise, now you have the floodgates of heaven that are open. And so God gave me this, the Holy Spirit gave me this, literally just before I came on. I wrote it down in my notebook. And he said there are two guarantees when you compromise. There are two guarantees when you compromise. Number one is delays. Two guarantees when you compromise. Number one, delays, D-E-L-A-Y-S. Write this down if you're taking notes. And I'm going to save this video on all the platforms. But there are two guarantees to compromise. Number one is delays. You are going to delay your blessing, delay the promise, delay your healing, delay your peace, delay your prosperity. You are going to delay everything that you desire. everything that you want, everything that you yearn for, everything that you have believing for, that you have been wanting and fighting and praying for, when you compromise, the number one guaranteed thing, one out of the two, number one is going to be, there's going to be a delay. You set yourself back. What was due to come to you this week, now isn't going to come until later. We don't know what that later looks like. We don't know how later. We don't know if it's a month later. We don't know if it's a week later. It just depends on the sin and iniquity in your life that's causing you to compromise. Because sin gives the enemy an in. Sin gives the enemy an in. Iniquity gives him possession. Sin opens the door. Iniquity lets him in completely. Sin is doing what God said not to do. Iniquity is doing what God said not to do over and over and over. Compromise. When you have those three things working, what happens is you delay everything that is promised to you. And so when you compromise, let's look at the definition of that word, just so you have a in-depth understanding of it. Regular dictionary says to come to agreement by mutual concession, to find or follow a way between extremes, to make shameful, disreputable concession, to reveal or expose to an unauthorized person, and especially to an enemy. To reveal or expose, that's the one, to an unauthorized person, and especially to an enemy. The devil is our ultimate enemy. He is unauthorized in our lives. Why? Because God created us. He made us. We belong to the Lord. And so when he gets involved, he's trespassing. But when we compromise, we now expose ourselves to this unauthorized person, to the enemy. We are now giving him access through sin. And by continually to compromise, now we enter into iniquity and now he has access. He has a permanent stay. He has a position now. He has authority. You go from just opening the door to now he even took over the whole spot, meaning your life. To reveal or expose to an unauthorized person, and especially to an enemy. That's what happens when you compromise. Concession, to come to agreement by mutual concession. Concession, root word of that is to concede. And it says to accept as true, valid, or accurate. To grant as a right or privilege. When you compromise, you concede, you grant a right or privilege. When you compromise by allowing and exposing yourself to an unauthorized person, especially to an enemy, you concede and you accept what that enemy is doing and saying as true, valid, or accurate. It is destructive, destructive to compromise. And that's the second one. The first thing that is guaranteed when you compromise is going to be a delay. There's going to be a delay. Your blessings are going to be blocked. Your blessings are going to be constipated. It's going to be stopped up. It's not going to flow. It's not going anywhere. It is shut up. There is, just imagine cement being poured on the entryway to your heart, to your mind, to your body, to your life. When you compromise, now you have allowed cement to be poured and to fill the entryway into your life. You have a delay. The second guarantee when you compromise is destruction. Destruction. First there's a delay, then there's destruction. Man, I can't Again, when you allow that's the iniquity that's coming in. That's what happens when you go from just loving everything to everyone, to approving everything that person does, even if it's wrong, even if it's evil, even if it's demonic. Last night, the Grammys were on, and I haven't watched an award show in years just because the music now is just ratchet. It's ignorant, it's stupid, it's dumb. You got women who are basically having sex on stage because they half naked, wearing bras and panties, thongs and everything else, twerking on each other, groping each other, all of that. Is like everything has been over sexualized now. And so as a result of that, I have no interest in even participating. But I couldn't help but see when I logged on to Instagram, it was the clips from the Grammys last night. Was it? Yes, the Grammys. The dude that literally performed a demonic devil worshiping ritual live on national TV on a family network that airs family shows that your children watch. And here he is, along with his minions, twerking, gyrating, and worshiping the devil for the entire world to see boldly, proudly. And I'm like, they let this show? I remember a time, I'll be 42 this year. I remember a time where the raunchiest things that would be on TV was on Cinemax. And you only could watch it after 11 o'clock because children are expected to be asleep by then. It was a adult network that played adult movies and stuff. And I don't even believe that it was pornography to that extreme, not during those times, but sexually explicit enough to where a child should not be watching it. But it was on Cinemax and it came on after 11 o'clock when the kids were supposed to be sleeping. But now on national TV, on a stage for all to see, even in our music and everything else, you are witnessing people just completely worship. And CBS, the network who aired it, put up a post, a tweet that they since deleted. A tweet that when this artist posted his practice for this devil worshiping ceremony, they tweeted, "Yes, we are ready to worship." CBS, y'all. CBS, the broadcast station. You know, like Emmett, like NBC and all the, like CBS, like BET, like Lifetime, CBS, the one that we all know, the one that we've grown up with, retweeted that, guys. And I'm not saying his name because I just disgusted, but you know who I'm talking about. He put up a post of his practice and they retweeted it and said, "Yes, we're ready to worship." What the enemy does, he gives you false confidence. And so these people are doing these things, not understanding how their compromise is being exposed. And so this TV network can lose a lot of money because they can't covet it under art, because they don't just say all of this stuff is art. It's art, it's art. And we just got everybody can just show whatever kind of art they want. And it's not art. It's demonic. It's evil. It's not right. But that's the trick of the enemy, to take something that is horrible and try to manipulate it into something good. But that aired on TV. And unfortunately for that guy and the people that participated in it, they have compromised so much. They have given their entire selves, to the devil. They have given their entire selves to that demon. And so now they have set themselves up for tremendous destruction. Tremendous destruction. So when you compromise, there are two guarantees. Number one, delays. And number two, destruction. And there's nothing else to there's so much more to that, but there's no way around it. When you compromise, guys, you set yourself up for failure. You set yourself up for a life of stress and strain, and just obstacles. It's hard for you. That will be hard for you to overcome when you do that. And so I want to encourage each of you today that regardless of where you are in your walk with Christ, that you make a decision to not compromise, that you make a decision to stand firm on the word of God and to know that right is still right no matter who is not doing it. Because right now we are in an era of people who are doing so much dirt, so much nastiness, so much wrong, so much perversion, so much all of this stuff. And I share a lot of it in my stories and on my page, whether it's abortion, whether it's promoting homosexuality and promiscuity to children, having drag queens do illicit sex acts to children on stages, sending drag queens to schools to read to kids, putting makeup on little boys. Children are so pure, so innocent, and they're so impressionable, and that's why they're choosing them. And it's just the demonic spirit of Jezebel to go after those who are weak and unable to fight for themselves and who are as impressionable as children are. But I just want to declare right now and pray for those children and to speak a word over every parent here today and just declare by faith, Lord, that you will cover the eyes and the ears of every single child in this world, Lord God, in this nation, specifically America, Father, that everything that the enemy tries to use to penetrate their minds, that it be uprooted and canceled by fire in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That every attempt of the enemy to destroy their innocence, Lord, to delay them and to create a spirit of compromise on them, that it be canceled by fire now in the name of Jesus, that it be thwarted in the name of Jesus, that it be exposed. I pray right now that you move on the hearts of lawmakers and those in educations and the classrooms and teachers and those who stand firm on your word, that they fight back, Lord God, that they have the courage and the conviction to not allow these things to move forward, that they stop compromising. That they stop compromising, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We cancel that demon of compromise. We cancel the delays that it causes and the destruction that it causes. And we expose it. We pray that every hidden plot and ploy of the enemy be exposed, be uprooted, be put in public, be broadcasted, just like CBS did, Lord God, where they retweeted that they are ready to worship the devil, and then they deleted it because they understood the consequences of their actions, Lord God. I pray right now that the hearts of those that are in media and in government that are making these decisions, that they hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit only, Lord, that you begin to reign and show them how to operate and how to function, Lord. Show them where they fall short, convict them where they do wrong, correct them, and then lead them to that righteous way. Lead them to that righteous way, Lord God. Please, Father, we thank you, Lord. You are so merciful and mighty, Father. You are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Lord. We are so appreciative, Lord God, of the opportunity to worship you, to serve you, Father, to uplift you, to magnify your name. We consider it a privilege, Father, in order to do those things, Lord God. And so we just yield to you wholeheartedly, Lord God. We yield all social media platforms to you, Father. All social media platforms to you, Lord God. We pray that the enemy's voice is silenced and those who are prophesying and promoting and uplifting you, Father, that their voices be raised, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the algorithms of the enemy be stifled in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your word is what they see, Father, every single day in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for the victory. We pray for wisdom and guidance throughout the process and the journey as we fight these fights and fight these battles, because we know it's not the people that we need to fight, but the principalities, Lord God. And so we're going to stand on your word, because we know that if we stand on your principles, that they will put pressure on the principalities, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for that. And again, I just want to plead the blood of Jesus right now over the hearts and eyes and ears and minds of every child, born and unborn, Lord God, that they are covered and protected by your blood, Lord God, that their innocent blood will not be shed, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy's attacks and plans for them will not prevail, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so for those of you who are watching, man, share this video. Get the message out. Stand firm. For those of you who are believers in Christ and you're not afraid to stand bold on his word, you're not afraid to speak truth to power that is in his word, you're not afraid to take this book right here, the word of God, and take it to his people, to read it day in and day out, to study the word, to become one with the word, to recognize that this is just not merely simple words on paper, but it's a mirror, it's a reflection of who we really are on the inside, what our hearts really, really are. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. And so those of you who are watching this, I want to encourage you today to choose the path that is right, to choose not to compromise, and to choose God, to choose his word, to choose his way. And no matter what opposition you face, no matter what opposition you may face along the way, because you're standing for what's right and what's righteous, and the world is standing for what's wrong and unrighteous, I want you to be encouraged and know that opposition is the sign that you are in position. Opposition is the sign that you are in position. So that voice that God has given you to speak truth to power, I encourage you to use it, to be bold, to be audacious, to be tenacious, to be loud, and to be proud that you are the son and daughter of the King of all kings. And if God be for you, no man can come against you. No man can stop you. And I'm standing in agreement with you for you to walk out that calling, what God has created you to do. So again, do not compromise. Two guarantees with compromise: delays and destruction. And there's a guarantee when you walk with Christ as well that can divert those delays and destructions. And that right there is your walk with Christ. That right there is making sure that you are in alignment with God's will. When you walk with Christ, when the enemy tries to delay, when the enemy tries to destroy and cause destruction, he will provide you with a detour. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I feel a wind on that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Every single time the enemy tries to delay or destruct because of the compromise, when you repent from your sin and you give your life to Christ, you forgive yourself and you ask him for forgiveness as well. Every time the enemy tries to delay and cause destruction, I heard the Lord say just now, he will find a detour for you. If you choose him, he will find a detour for you so that delay won't play, that destruction won't come through. He will provide a detour for you. That is the benefit of being in alignment with the word of God. That is it right there. For everything that the enemy tries to do to hold you back, God will make a way. There will be a ram in a bush, just like he did for Abraham. There will be a ram in a bush for you. For every delay and destruction that comes your way, God will provide a detour for you to get you to your destination. And you won't just get there. You will get there at the right, perfect, God-ordained time. You will be on, it won't be a delay. It will be on time. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all, listen, that's all I got for you today. I'm grateful that you jumped on. Thank you so much for sharing, for those of you who have. But, man, listen, I'm just so grateful to God. This is powerful, and I can't wait to share more. And so I'll see you guys on the last one. If you're watching live on Facebook and YouTube and all that, the replay will be posted there, Instagram. Hey there. Love you guys. God bless you. And I'll see you on the next one. All right. Bye, y'all. Share this video. Okay? Go ahead and share.